Let me introduce you to a very special guest, a man who you'll know probably because of his amazing voice, especially the phrase, in a world.
No. In a world.
Oh, that is so amazing.
How you doing, my man?
This is Red Pepper. He does all the big, massive movie voiceover trailers.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a movie trailer man. Coming soon, in a world, in a time, one man, one girl, etc., etc., etc.
Red Pepper, he's got such an amazing voice versus Barry White. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
If I'll ever change towards you.
I know you won't, but I'm not that way inclined.
Yeah, I love you. Girl, I love you.
I love you too. Just the way you
just
are.
Just the way you are.
Ladies across the whole of Shropshire and the Black Country are going absolutely wild now. The brilliant Stevie Wonder and Part Time Lover on Beacon. There was a brilliant concert of him at the O2 on the Bio Channel over the weekend, if you saw. Absolutely brilliant to see him do that live. And Beverly Knight was on with Sam on Saturday morning, and she told this amazing story of when Prince flew her over to LA for an after-show party. And just at the back of the party, she got up on stage and sang with Stevie Wonder, and Prince was playing on guitar. Imagine that. So Noel Gallagher's got a new album coming out. He's got a new single that I'm about to play for you now called The Death of You and Me, and I want you to tell me what you think of it, please. You can text on 87867, start your message with the word Beacon. It's resting on your shoulders whether this ever gets played again. The record label, everybody wondering what you're going to think of this. Have a listen to this from Noel Gallagher. A mixed response, but mainly pretty good from you. I think this gets summed up, really, from Cigar Man, who says, this is Noel Gallagher all over, worth playing every day. That's Noel Gallagher on Beacon, The Death of You and Me. Me, personally, I thought it was a more mellow version of The Importance of Being Idle. A little bit of Beatles in there, as you'd expect. 10 to 5 on Beacon, this is Christina Aguilera. Right, you may remember yesterday's Tea Time Twosome was all about songs that the astronauts aboard the space shuttle Atlantis could use to wake them up, because they were woken up a couple of mornings ago, 2 minutes past 3 in the morning, to Chumbawamba Tub Thumping. What a terrible song. You could do better. So yesterday after 7 o'clock, I decided to phone NASA with your suggestions, and here is how I got on.
Hello, NASA. Johnny speaking.
Hey, Johnny. Thank you very much for talking to me here on Beacon. I know you're extremely busy at the moment, so I won't keep you.
No problem. However, Jimmy, I must warn you, you best not be wasting my precious time.
Well, basically, we had intelligence, to use a better word, that your astronauts were woken up the other morning by Chumbawamba Tub Thumping, and I was pretty sure that our listeners could text in with some better suggestions.
Better suggestions? Are you kidding me? Chumbawamba is like our second national anthem, right next to Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big butts. I don't think we would be interested in changing such classics.
How about I throw a few that came through at you?
Well, you can give it a go, although I may throw them right back.
All right, Jason from Hill still suggesting Tasman Archer, Sleeping Satellite.
Nope, right back at you.
Boo Radley's Wake Up Boo from Chris and Russ.
I think I may have just thrown it in my mouth right now.
All right then, Phil on the M54, Babylon Zoo, Spaceman.
Ah, now you're a cucking, my friend. I may put that one forward for you. I'll send it in a letter to the space shuttle and just hope they get it. Maybe you can help me out with the address.
Right, okay. Was that a gag?
Well, you tell me.
Okay, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you.
Well, maybe you should. Anyway, I've got to run. I've got to go and get my teeth polished. So, it's been an education, Johnny.
All right, well, hopefully... Anyway. I'm not reading that bit out. Thank you very much for coming on the phone.
No problem.
So, this morning... I get a nudge from my wife to remind me that I need to phone the doctors. But I struggle. As soon as I've dialed up the doctors, just the phone conversation with the receptionist is so frustrating. I don't think it's only me. I think this happens when you phone a lot of places like the doctors or the dentist. The person on the other end can sometimes make you feel as though you're a bad person, you're in the wrong. It's almost like, what do you want? What do you want? You actually want to be coming to the doctors? You want to be in the appointment diary? And so from that, I then feel like this terrible person, and I'm very kind of, okay, yeah, that's fine, yeah. So I shouldn't see that. Maybe she's got some information about me behind there that I should know about. So I'm inviting you to come on and give me your receptionist voice, please. 01902 754 123. And as if by magic, Margaret from Wordsley has just called up. Good evening, Margaret.
Good evening.
So you're a receptionist?
Yes.
And whereabouts do you do this?
I do this for the Alzheimer's Society in Kingsford.
Okay, so I've just called you. I'm about to call you.